Hey, it's your host Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, thanks so much and welcome back. Welcome back to the first Tuesday of September and for a lot of us, the first day for our kids to return to school. I can't believe this officially marks the first day back and the first day, I guess, of not technically fall, but fall. Like summer break is now behind us. I think that like for me anyways, it went so quickly and it was so long at the same time. We had so much travel, so much amazing family time together, and then came home and had like almost a second summer. So it was full of longevity and lots of memories, but at the same time, I cannot believe that we are here and it is over. There's so much about fall that I enjoy, the routine, the kids' sports, all the things, but also like I really do enjoy that side of summer of having the unplanned and not so routined. So it's definitely two-sided for me, but here we go. So I thought I would kick off today, Tuesday, with a bit of a Let's Make Friends episode because, I mean, our kids all have nervous anxieties going back to school sometimes with it when it comes to friends and making new friends and realigning with the old ones and all that. And so I think that this is a stage that we reach at so many different ages and stages in life. It's not just our kids that actually are affected by this. There are definitely times in our life where it is easier to make new friends, youth being one of them, because they're in school, they're now put into a same classroom, they have different friends that they can make new friends off of those friends groups in, commonalities, all the things. And so we also find a lot of our relationships and our past friendships and even some current friendships are because of those youthful elementary, high school days and stages. And then we see a lot of the time, the next stage of friendship comes in college, you know, all the afters, the work, the starting of work, new jobs, careers. And then I made a huge core group of friends once we had our kids and going through preschool and all the things there. And so our core group, I would say, really is still structured around this group and this time in our lives where our kids have a lot of commonalities, but they all bonded from this younger age, and so therefore we bonded together and made some pretty epic friendships through this. But there are so many other areas in life too that we have friends, make friends, or sometimes are just feeling like maybe socially we are lacking in friends in certain departments, and how do we make new friends basically as an adult? It's a difficult thing to do. You know, maybe you just moved into a new neighborhood and you're looking for, you know, new people in your life because of that. Or maybe you are interested in certain sports and your friend group is not. And so how do you find a common denominator in that? Well, often you have to reach out and look for new friends. And sometimes they are people that are already within your life or within your friend's circle, but they are there in a different capacity. And maybe you just need to reintroduce your friendship and, you know, even put yourself out on a limb and say, hey, I would love to spend more time with you. Or are you available on this day to go for a run or a coffee, things like that. Growing up, we have, you know, again, the school, the sports teams, all the extracurricular activities that our kids do now to build these friendships and make new friendships. But as we get older, our opportunities are more scarce to meet new people because, you know, we tend to maybe settle into our new routines of possibly marriage, if that's where you're at, children, work and life. You know, maybe you've moved. All these different things change, and So it just, our schedules are busier and they're more dictated by the life that we are living. And so we have our specific, oftentimes closer friends. And so we are surrounded in our friendship worlds by certain friends that are there for certain reasons and certain parts of life and levels of emotional connection and all of these things. And so if you're looking for the new friends in certain areas of our life because you feel, alone or stuck or things like that, I guess, then let's look back into how we made friends as children again and use that as a bit of inspiration. One, finding a group that interests us. Like, are you looking for doing yoga? Are you looking to, up your cooking game? Things like that, where you can actually join classes, maybe. Things like that, where you can actually make some new connections. You never really know where you're going to land, but that also makes you have to be a bit more vulnerable, obviously, which is also a big fear factor for a lot of us, putting ourselves out there. But putting ourselves out there can also look and feel so different in so many ways also. So like a few years ago, I was definitely feeling like I was ready to find more like-minded women in the realm of sport. And I was in love with this clothing brand who now you know if you follow me, is Betty Design. And I wore it all the time for cycling and for triathlon. And I kept putting my name in to become a member of the Betty Squad, one of the Betty Girls, because it's not just about the clothing. It was about this like community that Kristen has made and this feeling of connection that so many of us are looking for exactly. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. It's a scary proposition to have to go out and find new people in the different areas that you're looking for. And suddenly, not suddenly, but like I came across Betty Designs and that she had a squad and that all of these women are connected through a commonality of sport and the love of endurance and the love of health and fitness. Not all of them are moms, but there are a lot that are moms. There are young to old. There are a few like young teens on our squad this year. It is so motivating. It is so inspiring. And so putting myself out there three times over to try and become a member of this squad because I feel so passionate about it and wanting to connect with like-minded women and to better myself and to have a community that I can reach out to for support. And when I'm surrounded by them at races or for training, things like that. Like, it's just the camaraderie is one that I can't explain. And that is in other worlds of relationships and friendships also. And this is a perfect example of how friendships and relationships can all have different levels of connection and support and emotional connections. I enjoy so much being a part of this squad, and I know I can reach out to these women at any time, and likewise for them, and we will always be there to have each other's back and to help where we can. But the level of emotional connection to a group like this is so different than to like my best girls that I'm going to tell them everything and have that emotional support also. So it is, what are you looking for? What are you willing to put out there? What are you willing to emotionally connect to? And what kind of friendship do you have time for in your life? And are you willing to be fulfilled by and soul filled for at the same time? Because friendships, they ebb and flow, and friendships definitely sometimes have a higher level of need versus want and giving. And some friendships you're willing to go through that give without the getting, because you know that you're going to receive it. But how long also in friendships do you keep giving until the receival doesn't come and you kind of start to step away? I totally get that in relationships too. They do have seasons, and there is that saying how some people come into your life for a season and some come for a lifetime. So never mix seasonal people with lifetime expectations. And I love that, and it holds so true. I don't necessarily mean or think that people exit stage left and are gone forever all the time. Yeah, some people are, but I think that holding onto your core values, being your person, being true to yourself, will allow you to help identify what you want out of the different relationships at the same time and come from a place of genuineness, love, support, learning, growth. These are all friendships and relationships, and I'm watching our kids go through this also at the moment and over the past year, I would say, really big time with our daughter last year starting high school and just watching the growth, development, change, new friends, new groups, all this kind of stuff as she began high school and even now going into her second year of it. It is so fascinating to see. And I mean, let's just put it out there. Girls, teenage girls, hormones, they cannot be nice people sometimes. And this is just like definitely a seasonal growth. And some of these relationships will be there forever for them. Absolutely. Some are definitely seasonal. And to acknowledge that also, I think that changes and grows as we get older and we don't have as many seasonal relationships. However, to be aware of, again, yourself and what you're putting out there and trying not to hold so many expectations. But as I said earlier, like it's so hard when you have these longer than seasonal connections with people. Yeah, you put expectations onto them even without wanting to. Family relationships, expectations, even with trying to let go of those. Sometimes that's really hard because those are a lifetime of relationship, obviously. So I think just going through all of this, the end of this whole ramble is that if you're looking for new people, put it out there, be yourself, and look into the groups that you're looking to be fueled, fulfilled by, and be present and willing to give of you what you have the capacity to give to relationships old and new, and make sure that you are getting what you need out of them at the same time, because friends is plural, relationships is plural. You need two sides of that. So with all that being said, if you're interested in doing some running, trail running, riding, walking, hiking, whatever it is, and you live near me and you know who I am and you can reach out to me, then please let's get after it, because I am here for that and I'm looking for more active people in my community to do these things with. I'm training for a triathlon in December and I have one person that I'm going to be training with, but she's not super close in terms of logistics for me, so I will make the effort to do that with her here and there. Jenna, I'm talking about you, but everyone else, I'm here. I love to run. I love to be active. I love to ride my bike, and I'm missing a lot of that in my life right now. So reach out to me, and I will be better at reaching out to those and pulling them along. I am bringing back the slogan, Blame Brittany, because I am missing these connections in my life right now. And with that being said, thanks for tuning in. I hope that you all reach out to those people that you need in your life too. And happy back to school season. Let's be friends. Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.